Hello, Red Wave. Welcome to Wearable Bulldogs Podcast. Today, I'm alone. It's just Caleb Nail. Sorry if you're here for Caleb Pletz. The guy decided to have a baby. His wife decided to have a baby this week, and he is now a dad. So congratulations to the Pletz family, Mr. Caleb Pletz. His baby's name is Nolan. So welcome to the world, Nolan. We're happy to have another Bulldog member of the Red Wave. Go Dogs. So congratulations to Caleb and Maddie and bringing a baby into this world. So Caleb will be taking a break just for a little bit. I'm going to be texting him. They're all going to be game time decisions for Caleb from here on out for Mr. Pletz. So I appreciate that. He's trying his best. I get it. I've gone through it. No sleep is not fun. All right. Well, today we got a lot to talk about. We missed the live stream. I apologize. I'm trying to figure things out and what's going on. So I'm just doing this late at night, put the kid to bed, and we're going to talk. Hopefully I don't wake him up. You can check us out on YouTube. Beware of Bulldogs. We're on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. We're on X, Beware_Bulldogs, and on Instagram, Beware Bulldogs Podcast. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications when we go live, because we try to be consistent Monday nights at 7 p.m. going live on X and YouTube. But like this week, we're not very consistent. So hit that notification bell so you get notified when we go live, and then comment on the videos. That's what helps us with engagement. So comment. If I say something controversial, agree, disagree, go for it. You want to make something up? Go for it. I will start a conversation on there. So I welcome all of it. We got a lot to talk about. Fresno State baseball. We have a basketball coach. We have some spring football updates. Then the Masters coming up and national championship for college basketball happened. So we could touch on that. And I want to hear who you guys think is going to win the Masters as well. So we'll gloss over that at the end there. But first and foremost, I would give big shout out to the Perkins family, Inman Perkins, one of the biggest members of the Red Wave, biggest Bulldog baseball fan around, biggest Bulldog fan around, passed away recently. So just prayers to the Perkins family. Thank you, Inman. It's a great day to be a Bulldog. That's where we get it. Inman Perkins, he would say that all the time. So I want you guys to know that when we say it's a great day to be a Bulldog, we're quoting Inman Perkins. So, Inman, thank you. Hey, rest in peace, man. Have a great time up there in heaven. I know he's enjoying it. So, and prayers to the Perkins family during this time. So, all right, let's talk about baseball. So, over the weekend, the Dogs played Nevada. They swept them. The Dogs have not lost a series yet this year. That's back-to-back sweeps as well. And then yesterday, I'm recording this on Wednesday night. So Tuesday, they played Cal Poly. Over the past three games, I believe we're 0-3. Last season, I believe we're 0-3 against Cal Poly. We ended up beating them yesterday, 5-2. And it's very common on Tuesdays, a lot of pitchers get the throw. Jacob Acosta got the win. But we saw Bryce Armstrong get the start. He went three innings. Gave up one earned, had two strikeouts. Then JT Guerrero got some work. Jacob Acosta got the win, two innings. Then Caleb Anderson, great name. Going to have to come on, Caleb. Spells it with a C2, the right way. Attaboy. Victor Arreola pitched an inning. And then Tommy Hoffe came in and got his seventh save of the season. Also, after the weekend and the Tuesday game, I got some fun stats for you. We're currently on a four-game win streak. We're on an eight-game conference win streak after that. Tommy Hoffe, after Tuesday, is on a 10-game hitting streak. I believe on Tuesday he had a bomb, and so did Rocco Pepi. By the way, Rocco Pepi and Eddie Saldivar are on fire. Rocco Pepi has reached base in every game so far. Every game. That's 32 games, I believe. Yeah, 32 games. He's been on base all of them. Eddie Saldivar has reached in the last 20. Talk about some special additions to this baseball team. These guys are on fire. I can't say enough about this baseball team. We're going to have to get out and support them because I don't think there's enough people talking about them. I see you guys on X commenting. We got to do a better job of covering them. There's not enough people covering this baseball team. We're probably one of the best teams in the West, I would say. We didn't have a great showing against USC, but that was a Tuesday night game. I would say we're right there with them. Our next game is this weekend, April 12th, 13th, and 14th in New Mexico, in Albuquerque. New Mexico is in second place in the Mountain West. I believe we have like a 5-game lead on New Mexico. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong. But this is going to be a good showing. We will firmly plant our flag on the Mountain West, atop the Mountain West, if we perform well. Granted, we haven't lost a series yet. So fingers crossed, knock on wood. I didn't jinx that. So baseball team, they're hot. They're hot. Now, I will say, based on our schedule, if you're wondering, based on our schedule, we will probably have to get the automatic bid to get to regional. It doesn't look like, based off our strength of schedule, we will be able to get an at-large bid. That's what we want. No questions asked. Win the tournament, get in. That's what I want. And I know that's what we all want. So I think that the boys are going to do it. And let's just put it away right now. And I think some of the things that are coming together too, our bats are coming together. We're putting a lot of balls in play. We're not striking out that much as we were earlier on in the season. granted, say what you will about a Tuesday night game. But our bats are looking really good. They have all year, but if you followed the team, we're putting more balls in play. I like that. All right, the big news in the Fresno State world, this is going to be quick. I'm going to move quickly through all of this, and we'll get you in and out real quick. So the big news, Vance Wahlberg has been hired as the Fresno State basketball coach. Now, Coach Wahlberg was at Clovis West last year. Just so you know, I pulled up his history. So if you'd like to know, maybe you know already. He did high school early on in his career. Then he was at Fresno City from 02 to 06. He went 133-11 while he was there in 05. He won the California State Community College title. In 06 through 08, he coached at Pepperdine. He resigned in 08. I believe his mother passed away, so he resigned. He recorded a 14-35 record at Pepperdine. He then went to coach at UMass as an assistant from 08 to 2011. And then 12 to 15, he was in the NBA with George Karl as an assistant. And he was in Denver with George Karl and then followed him to Sacramento. And then everybody was fired in 16. So he was fired in 16. And then in 16, that's when he came back to Clovis West and he coached Clovis West from 16 to 24. And if you keep up with high school basketball, like I do, you know, Clovis West powerhouse right now, sent a lot of players to D1 colleges, play D1 ball. And he can coach. He does very well at the high school level. I've heard, and I gotta be honest, I mean, I've read you the records, not the best success as a D1 head coach, college basketball head coach, but people evolve, people learn, you know. And by the way, that 08 Pepperdine season, or that 07-08 Pepperdine season, I don't think he coached many games that season. So, well, I mean, 14-35, yeah, he probably only coached half the season. So, people change, people grow. He's learned a lot. He had plenty of time in the NBA to learn. He was assistant for a long time. So, and you know, he went back to Clovis West. He's back home now. And this is the job that you and I know he's wanted for a long time. He's applied for this job every time it comes up. So I'm really excited about Vance Wahlberg. And to be honest, I can't tell a lie. At first, when we were talking about who to hire for Fresno State basketball coach, I wasn't sure if I could get on board the Wahlberg train. I wasn't sure. I'm a Tim Amundsen product, so I played for him. And Amundsen was a Wahlberg guy, and Wahlberg came to practice every once in a while. And I can't wait to have Wahlberg on here, and I'm going to tell him the story, see if he remembers what he did to me in practice. It'll be fun. So I was worried there might be a disconnect between, and there still could be, disconnect between, you know, kind of the old school guys and the respect they demand from players, and then the entitlement that the NIL and transfer portal has caused with players nowadays. We'll see if there's any clash there. I believe, though, Wahlberg is a good enough coach and a good person to where he can navigate that, and he's very intelligent. He can navigate that, and he's going to be just fine. And once again, when people bring up the record, because that's something no one's looking past, you know, every person learns and evolves, and I am positive that Coach Wahlberg has done that. And I'm excited after this hire and talking about it and, you know, really looking into it. I'm really excited for Wahlberg. And the added fact that he lives here, his family's here, we have such, I believe we have the best opportunity now at Fresno State to really explode as an athletic program. We've been talking for a long time now. We need to raise money. We got to do all these things. And I've said, and you've listened to me say, look, I love money. And I think it's really going to help. You know, they say money doesn't make you happy, right? But I say it sure does help. So money is going to help with a lot of things, but you should be able to win. If you're a good coach, you should be able to build a program and win without all this money, especially basketball. I can tell you what, you get your player's shoes, you have a hoop, two hoops. I know that you have more than two hoops and a ball. That's all you need. And then a good coach, that's all you need. I think we have that now, and he's local. I've already seen probably lots of you guys too on social media and just talking to people. They're interested in buying season tickets, basketball tickets that they haven't purchased for 20 years. I saw 20 years today. I saw 6 years today. I think that's awesome. To be honest, I don't even know how much season tickets cost for basketball, but the fact that people are looking into it now, that Wahlberg has piqued our interest or piqued your interest. I've been following the team for a couple of years now, and it's been very difficult. You know this if you've been here for that time as well. But I'm really excited for people to get back into the Save Mart Center. There's no reason we shouldn't have 10,000 people in the Save Mart Center every game. No reason, especially with the talent that's in the Mountain West and the teams that we're playing. We had 6 tournament teams this past year, and most of them came to the Save Mart Center, and nobody was there to watch. And by the way, we went to overtime with Utah State twice. Now, not necessarily in our place, but anyways, one was. But I think it's a great thing that what Wahlberg's doing. I'm really excited for him. And I hope you guys, if there's Wahlberg haters out there, look, you got to give him a chance, right? And I know you're going to support because you're part of the Red Wave and you're going to support whoever's coach, but don't be quick to judge. We're putting Wahlberg in a tough spot because I think that a lot of people are going to demand winning right away. I don't think that's necessarily the case. It's going to be tough to rebuild this program. Wahlberg's a big name, and he's got NBA names behind him, coaching names behind him, Cal Perry behind him. You know, he knows a lot of people within the basketball world. So that's a good start. But right now, you're going to need a lot more than that to build this program back to where it was in the early 90s and late 90s, early 2000s. Shoot, and even before that. But anyways, my point is, I think this is going to be a 2-3 year, kind of like old school, not, shouldn't say too old school, but before transfer portal was around, rebuild. We got to rebuild the name and the brand of Fresno State basketball. That's a tough gig. I believe Vance Wahlberg can do it. He's got the attitude to do it. He's got the experience to do it. And we're pulling for you, Coach Wahlberg. Now, I will say this, and I'm going to try and share my screen here. I got a nickname for him. And I don't know. We'll see. You guys let me know what you think about this. But I think we should call him Friar Wahlberg. He's got the cleanest friar cut. Look at this. That is, I mean, it's like a video game. It's so clean. And that's like, he's a friar. It's Friar Wahlberg. I don't know, maybe. I think we might have to make a shirt. Friar Wahlberg's leading us to the promised land. There we go. Tell me what you think about that. I don't know. I thought it was funny. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw that picture. I can't say much because my hairline is going backwards too. So, Coach Wahlberg, I'm going to be with you soon. And it's doing the exact thing on the sides here. Yeah, it's going to be bad. Oh, well, I'll be a friar too. We'll be saving people everywhere, Coach Wahlberg. Let's do it. All right. Before I move on to spring football, there is news of Coach Wahlberg bringing on an assistant and him putting together his coaching staff. Lots of rumors going around. One thing, not set in stone, but pretty confident in, at the time of recording, John Welch, who was Jerry Tarkanian's assistant at Fresno State from 95 to 02, and last season was with Calipari at Kentucky. Now Calipari uprooted the entire college basketball world by taking the Arkansas job. He did not follow Calipari. He's going to coach here in Fresno with Vance Wahlberg. That's a big deal. That's a huge deal. Players are going to want to play for coaches with experience and have been around pros. You know, we talk about, when we talk football, our coaching staff, they have NFL players on their phone. They call them. It's going to be the same thing with Fresno State basketball coaching staff. They can call up, I don't know if who they have, they can call up a pro, talk to them, and get that recruit on board. I think that's a big deal. Now, I think the next question is, who do you finish the coaching staff with? I'm curious to see if Coach Wahlberg brings in Tim Shelton. He was a former assistant at Fresno State who then moved to Colorado State, he was with Colorado State last year as an assistant. And from what I've heard from players is that they love him. Tim Shelton's a great guy, and I watched him interact with Colorado State players on the bench in the Save Mart Center, and they love him there as well. He's a player's guy. You're going to need that with Vance Wahlberg, in my opinion. A little bit more old school, and John Welch, a little bit more old school. Good guys, but they do things old school. They're the head coach. You have to have assistant coaches that are best buds with the players to keep morale up. I think Tim Shelton can be that guy. I don't know if they're going to do that. It's just a thought off the top of the head. So I think that would be fun. Other than that, I don't know much about what's going to happen. I'm excited, though. All right, let's move on to spring football, some spring football updates. If you keep up at all with what's going on the football field and the practice field for spring football, you may have heard that there's been a lot of interceptions thrown and a lot of pressure on the quarterback, D lineman getting to the quarterback. I'll say this, no need to panic with the interceptions going on. What I heard is that one of the only touchdowns we scored was through the running game, Malik Sherrod. Hey, that's good. I like controlling the ground game. You know me. I love pounding the rock. But I'm not going to worry about Mikey Keene and turnovers just yet. Tedford's back. He was missing for a while. The boys are still figuring things out. We have new wide receivers. And once again, you know, I will say this about the O-line and the pressure we're putting on. I think Corey Foreman is going to be very good bringing pressure off the edge. No doubt. And that we have depth there. But every year, we've talked about the offensive line, and I don't think anything's going to change. Spomer is still injured. If we don't have any more injuries, hopefully we can get through until he's back. I don't know when Spomer's going to be back, though. That I am a little worried about, the offensive line. And when what we saw last year with the arm strength of Mikey Keene, now that may have improved. I haven't been to a practice to see. I guess we'll find out April 27th at the spring preview. With arm strength that Mikey Keene has and the amount of pressure that he's under where he's forced to throw off his back foot, fading away, it's tough. That does worry me. Now, if it's just Mikey Keene in the pocket, decision-making, we can learn from that. We can work on that. So I wouldn't worry about that. The other thing is that defense, you know, this goes two ways. The defense has looked good. We have to replace some players. It sounds like we're going to be all right. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think our front seven is going to be a lot of fun to watch. And they're bruisers. And they have been on this team for the past couple years. Our defensive coaches are awesome. They know how to build freaks, just animals when they put on the helmet. They know how to do that. So I'm excited for that, our front seven. And it sounds like our DBs are just fine as well. So that's always good. Don't freak out about turnovers or anything just yet. I will say, though, offensive line, Coach Matt Smith, he doesn't have it easy, that's for sure. He's got a lot of building to do. And we learn from our history. And history tells us probably going to struggle some more. That I am a little worried about. April 27th, though, spring preview. We're going to find out a lot. And there's going to be a lot of talk. Now, they hide it well, because they do practice beforehand, and then it's just kind of a fun light scrimmage during it. But I think we'll be able to see. Our boys are competitive. If you watch any of those videos that the marketing team puts out, they're very competitive. So I'm excited to see what goes on. Let me know down below your thoughts on the baseball team, the coaching hire. Are you more excited with the Vance Wahlberg hire? Are you more excited about basketball now at Fresno State with the Wahlberg hire? Are you less excited, or is this just the same? You weren't really into it, or you have always been into it. It's just the same. Let me know down below, and then give me your thoughts on spring football practice and what you think about this whole situation going on. Now, reminder, it's behind closed doors, so we're playing telephone here. We're only getting a little bit. So let me know what you think. All right, real quick. UConn, staying in the college world real quick. UConn won the college basketball championship. Let me know how your bracket did. I did pick UConn to win. I think most people in the country picked UConn to win. I didn't pick Purdue to play them. I was getting roasted on X a couple days ago because I put a tweet out about Edie being overrated and early exit for Purdue. Well, I deserve that. They did fine. They made it there, but UConn did win. And my shout out to Ashton, who won the Boyer Bulldogs tournament challenge. All right. The Masters, though, is coming up. And now that I've transitioned my career to the insurance world, it seems like everyone in insurance plays golf. So I've had to keep up with golf now. So let me know, who do you think is going to win the Masters? I watched very quick highlights of LIV and PGA. So it seems to me, Okay, I put down five guys. Scotty, of course. Scotty Scheffler, he's on fire. Akshay coming off a win. He's hot. Okay. Hot in the game. I don't know. He's got flowy long hair. Maybe you think he's hot. I don't know. Sergio Garcia coming out of the LIV tour. I think he's doing pretty good. And Rom. My two underdogs, though, that I'm watching. Joaquin Neiman. I think he's been very consistent on the LIV tour and kind of flying under the radar. I saw he won one of the LIV deals a while ago. Well, watch out for him. And then, you know what? I got to go with my boy Thigala. Let's go with Thigala, make a run, and get a green jacket, and people will be talking about Thigala later on in the year. I think it's going to be fun. And the last question I have, put it down below. What's your favorite part of the sports year? What months? I think there's some really good conversation about, and there's really good arguments out there about October to January, February, right? You have MLB postseason through NFL, college football playoffs, bowl games, NFL playoffs, Super Bowl. But in my opinion, I think the month of March and April is right there. College basketball fans, that's me. Phenomenal. And then Masters, it's hard to compete with that. So let me know what you think about all that. I know that was a lot of questions for you. And then hopefully next week, I'm going to work on getting some guests on here and we'll try and catch up. I got a lot of catching up to do and a lot of work to do in this Fresno State world. A lot of changes happening. And let me know if there's people that you would like to have on here as well. I will reach out to them. And we'll see what we can do. Thank you guys for listening. I know it's tough only listening to one voice the whole time, especially my voice. So thank you. I appreciate it. And we will talk to you guys next week. Hopefully we will go live. If we don't go live, I'll do something else like this. If we do go live, it'll be Monday at 7. So remember, hit that notification bell on YouTube and follow us on X so that you'll get notified. And hit the notification bell on X as well. So you'll get notified there as well. All right. Thank you, guys. Jesus loves you. Stay safe, stay healthy. And as always, go Dawgs.